Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes when I get discouraged, I get on my knees and I say, Jesus, oh, Lord Jesus,
oh,
whatever you do, don't leave me, please, Lord. If you leave me, I'm sure to fall. Help me, Lord. I'll be like a dead man walking. I won't have no direction at all. And that's why I keep talking to him, because his name is Abel.
And brothers, here we are blessed to be able to call upon the name of the Lord once more and again. Another blessed Tuesday that the Lord has blessed us to see. You know, I tell you guys sometime when we come on, I say, this is one that's going in the record books after the day, and we will never see it again. And when I say that, sisters and brothers, I be meaning it from my heart, but you never know when it's going to affect you. Brother D was sitting here today, and I said, you know, I don't know what I'm going to open this service up with today, but I just thank God for Jesus. That's all I can tell you, brothers and sisters. I thank God for Jesus, because truly, Tuesday has came, and it brought a darkness in Brother D's family. Reading it brought a darkness in, because we have been instructed through the word of, that the last sin would be death. That's our last sin. And sister and brother, death has crossed Brother D's family door. Death has found its way and reared his head in Sister Marion's, my auntie, my baby auntie, family. Brother D come from a pretty big family. I had a total of 13 aunties and uncles, and I was blessed to see 11 of them hang around for a long time, and now I'm down to 3 aunties and 2 uncles. But that lets me know that I can truly tell you all, again, as I say, it's one we'll never see again. And when I think about that thing, Brother Dog, today I want to ask my sister a question and my brothers, as I think about this being one we'll never see again, the Bible says, get thy house in order, Brother Tim. You know what I'm saying, Brother Tim? Mm-hmm. He said, get thy house in order.
Yes,
see, when your house is in order, then we won't worry in a spiritual mind. We won't worry about this being the never seeing this day again, because we know that the Bible gave us something else to lean our head up on, to hang our head up on. He said, listen, here's what I want you to do for me. He said these in his word. Now you all can get to 66, and you can follow what Brother D is saying. He said, I want you to do this here. He said, I want you to get your house in order. He said, because I'm not going to tell you when I'm coming. And I know he said that because he said, man knows not the day nor the hour when I shall appear. See, that's him telling me, I'm not going to tell you when I'm coming. But he said, look here, I'll let you know in certain ways. I heard a songwriter say one time, he said, my footsteps is getting a little short.
Yeah.
He said, my eyesight is getting a little dim. Bro, he don't run quite as fast as he used to run. I don't see as good as I used to. I used to drive any time, day or night. Now I prefer to drive during the day because at nighttime I don't see as well as I used to see. See, my footsteps is getting a little short, bro. My energy is not what it used to be. There was a time I could work all day. Now I prefer not to work all day because he told me the word. Get the house in order. Now, see, the death crossed my uncle's door this time. I don't know who it may be the next time. Jesus told me something in his words. He said, look here. He said, not only do I come as a thief and a robber in the midst of the night, but see, he gave us something else that we could feel good about. He said, look here, to be absent. he said to be absent. See, who are going to be absent from this body? This old body going to return back to dirt. The Bible says from dirt it came and dirt it shall return. So this old body going to return back to where it came from, but he said to be absent. Good God Almighty. He said to be absent from this body. Thank you, Jesus. He said to be present with the Lord. Oh, when we leave here, if you got your house in order, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. If you got your house in order, you don't have to worry about where you're going. You don't have to worry on whether death going to catch you with your business.
Come on now.
Lord Jesus, thank you. I feel good today. I feel good. Reason I feel good is because, see, I know the Lord. And when you know God and the partner of your sins, something, brother, I promise you, no matter what, the Bible says, no matter whatever betides you, no matter what heartaches and pains come upon you, he said, bring your burdens to me. See, I was able, through all of my tears I shed, through all the heartaches that I feel, I'm able to take my burdens to the Lord. Lord, look here. This death it hurts me. It's weighing heavy on me, but I need you to take it off me. I need you to deal with this for me. I need you to bless my family. I need you to touch him right now, Lord. And he said, bring your burdens to me. And he told me why he told me to bring me. He said, I want you to bring your burdens to me. He said, because I care for you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you right now. Yeah. Touch right now. In the name of Jesus. He said, I care for you. I'm so glad to know. Brother Tim, I'm so glad to know that he cares for me. I'm so glad to know that he's a mind regulator. I'm so glad to know that he's a heart fixer. I'm so glad to know in my time of trouble that he's right there. I'm so glad to know that they wrote a poem once that said, at my most tiresome time, he said, Lord, I only saw one set of prayers. And the Lord answered his question. He said, at that time, I was carrying you. Oh, you wasn't walking alone. He said, I was carrying you. So your burdens get heavy on you sometimes. So I just can't see my way. But I'm so glad to know that I know that I know that I know that God will. Oh, I asked him to hold my hand, guide my feet. I walked out to the grave site today where we're going to lay him. We're going to lay him down tomorrow. And I walked out to the grave site today, and I was blessed to see my mom's grave. And I walked up to my mom's grave. I said, hello. Hey, Mom. I said, your son is here. And I leaned over a little bit further, and I saw Marcus Lawson's grave. And old Marcus Lawson's grave, he had a song written down there. That's his favorite song. And sister and brother, I want to change the title of it. The song says, nobody's fault but mine. Mm-hmm. See, I used to hear Marcus sometimes, bro, tell me he was singing a song. He said, mm-hmm. I have a Bible in my home. He said, if I fail to read it, and my soul be lost. He says, nobody's fault but mine.
But not.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you've been good to me.
Yeah.
You've been good to me. You've been so good to me till you blessed me with 83, almost 84 years with Uncle Jay. And I can tell the world he was an uncle by birth, but he was a daddy by heart. He showed so much love. But the Bible, see, I like that. When I tell you, I like that he showed so much love, bro, Tim, because, see, the Bible told me, he said, love that brother and yourself. See, we said, these things take places sometimes so we can see our shortcomings. We just straighten up. Old people, you said, boy, you need to straighten up and fly right. The Lord shows our shortcomings through sometimes. Look here, we ask God to heal us. Sometimes we ask God to take our pains away from us. And then when he bring death up on us, our earthly body hurts. But when you know the Lord and the pardon of your sin, your spiritual mind will be at ease because you know God has done just what you asked him to do. You ask God to heal him. Yes, God, to let him not hurt no more. You don't want to see him suffer no more. And then he do just what you asked him. And he do it because he's a right now God. And while your soul should be able to say, yes, Lord. Your soul should be able to say, yes, Lord. Your soul should be able to say, yes, Lord. Tell him thank you while you can. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I thank you right now, Lord. I thank you right now. Brother, the heart is heavy, but God is able. My auntie, whom I never seen before, never met in person before, but Aunt Martha comes on the morning service with them God's plan, and she gave us something that I never, ever will forget. She said to us a few weeks ago, she said, I don't care how big your problems might be, you got a bigger God to take your problems to. Oh, I love that. She said, this is what I said now. She said, I don't care how big your problems might be, I got a bigger God to take them to. And that's what I do. I just take my problems to the Lord and leave them there. He don't want me to take them back with me. He want me to leave them with him. See, God, it's not that he can't do it. God will fix my problems if I take them with me. He can't fix my heart if I take my broken heart back with me. But when I tell God, Lord, I'm in your care. I heard a song the other day that says, I don't know how God going to do it. Someone that said, I don't know when God going to do it. Said, but one thing I know, he going to fix it. God don't deal in time like man deal in time. We look at our clock and says 5 o'clock. God don't deal in man's time. So glad. So glad. So as I prepare to get out the way, sister and brother, I don't held you guys too long, but we're going to let Brother Tim bring up the word today. I want you to keep us in prayer and just know that God will. God will. The same thing for me, he'll do for you. The same blessings that he passed out my way, God has never ran out of blessings yet. He's still in the blessing business. He's still in the able business because he's still I am. He's still able. All you got to do before time has expired in your life, and trust me, death is a floor, it's a door. A floor we all got to lay on and a door we all must go through. The Bible has instructed man, he's as sure as a man born, bro Tim. He said, you must die.
Mm-hmm. You must die.
He didn't say, you might die. He didn't say, maybe I hope you don't die. He said, sure as you're born, he said, you must die. Are you going to leave here one time? So we all going to cross that road at some point in time. So again, my sisters and brothers, I ask that you keep us in your prayers. Pray that upon tomorrow as we prepare to put my Uncle Daddy down, that the family will be able to keep his hand in God's hand. Pray that the family will be able to hold on. And we need to hold on just a little while longer. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, brother. We love you all. I love you with the love of Jesus. At this time, we're going to bring Brother Tim to you. Brother Tim, thank you, Jesus. So say yes, Lord.
Sister Mary, if you want to get involved, if not, I'll go ahead and...
Yeah, I'll pray if you want me to, Brother Tim.
Go ahead.
Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, we thank you for this day. Father God, we thank you for your blood that you keep us covered with each and every day of our lives. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for being so good to us, Father. Father, I ask you to bless everybody, bless the sick, the needy, the young, the old, the poor, the homeless. Father God, bless your people all over the world, dear God. Father God, bless in the nursing home, Father God. Father God, in the hospital room, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless all over the world. Bless the bereaved family, dear God. Father God, I ask you to bless my family, each and every one, Father. Father God, the ones that took it real hard, Father God, give them that peace. Father God, cover them in your arms. Father God, we thank you. We praise your holy name, Father God. Father God, and we just ask you to bless, bring peace on this earth, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless people to learn to love again. Glory, hallelujah. Father God, we ask you to take the stony heart of man and make it a fleshly heart. Father God, and we know you're able. Father God, and we ask you to touch our bodies, Father God, and this sickness, Father God, that is among us, Father God, at the sound of my voice. We ask you to touch and heal, Father God, right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, bless our families, all of our families, dear God. Father God, for you blessed us and woke up this morning, we found everyone was doing just fine. Father God, and we thank you, God. Father God, we thank you for being so good. Now, Father God, we ask you to bless the word on today. Father God, bless the speaker on today. Anoint him, Father God, to give your word, Father God, that it be piercing to the heart and be food for the marrow, the bone, and the soul. Father God, we thank you. We forever praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen. And Father God, I just ask that I not adulterate your word in any form or fashion, that you would anoint me and consecrate my heart to speak your word. And I just say thank you in Jesus' name. My brothers and sisters, I want to tell you up front so that you don't think that, what is wrong with Brother Tim? I'm going to raise my voice like that occasionally because I really want you to get that. And I want you to hear what it's saying. I want you to read it for yourself. I want you to see it for yourself that there's a problem and we got to deal with it. And it ain't God. It's us. And we have to deal with it. Let's go to James. I'm going to jump around and I'm going to try to go fast so we don't be prolonging. Let's go to James chapter 3. James chapter 3. In the last part of the Bible, James chapter 3, and I'm going to be reading out the NIV for clarity. James chapter 3, starting at verse 1, and it reads as this. And I'm going to stop, and I'll be jumping around a little bit, so just bear with me, and I'll call out the chapter and verse to you, and if not, you can just listen to the dog show again and grab it. And it reads in chapter 3. Taming this tongue, okay? And see, when I read these chapters and verses, I put me in it. I'm not worried about necessarily you. I have to be right. And when I'm right, then I'm okay because then I know that what I say and do, and I'm going to show you what I'm saying right here. It says, not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. That means what I was just going to say. See, you got to remember that teaching used to be a high valued and respected profession. Even back in the Jewish days, the teachers, the Sadducees and the scribes and all the Pharisees, you know, when they would teach the word of God, you know, they were high, and it was an honor to be a great teacher. And that's why they tell Jesus was the greatest teacher to ever live. And so in the culture of the Jews, being and some turned over to being a Christian, they realized what had happened when Jesus gave his life, and then he rose again with all power in his hand. They realized Jesus was for real. And so what I'm trying to say, James here is saying when you want to be a teacher, that's an honorable thing you want to be. But I'm going to warn you, be careful now that you thinking that you all this and you a bag of chips, you a teacher, and that you're going to remember God is going to judge you more strictly. So when I decided and I said, Lord, I'm going to go with you all the way. I'm willing to run all the way with you. It didn't. I was willing to take on that because I knew that there's going to be some nights that I would be some sleepless nights. There's going to be nights that I'm going to have to study. Some nights I may not get it there, but then God all of a sudden with his Holy Spirit, I might be standing there and all of it will just flow right through me. I just say, thank you, Lord, but being a teacher is a great honor, and we have to realize that sometimes it's not always what you say, and sometimes it's not what you say. You know, sometimes you got to call it out what it is. Sometimes you have to be patient and loving to people. Sometimes you have to be strong and let a person know. It's like Brother D said, you know, I'm blessed that I know the Lord, and these blessings that I have, you can get them too, but you got to make a decision. Are you going to do what the Bible says, confess with your mouth and believe it. It ain't that hard. And believe in your heart that Jesus, he died and rose again. That's what you got to do. And then you can get all it. When you see death around, people lose their mind when they lose loved ones. But when you have the Lord on your side, you can cast all your cares unto him, for he cares for you, as Brother D was quoting from the Bible. And here I am to tell you that guess what? Your body can fight off viruses and all the different things that it does. You have white blood cells and red blood. But it was never designed and never meant to handle stress. Uh-oh, that's why we all freak out when we have too much stress on. We're supposed to cast it over to the Lord. He handles it. He can handle it. He's the one that stays up. He don't have sleepless nights. So, my brother and sister, when you're teaching the word of God, you got to let God use you. The mistakes that I have made, I'm going to teach you not to make them. The things and the blessings and the honors and things that God has promised, he did just what he said. When I look around and I find out that God has my daughter ran through a pole and hit another pole, went straight through out into the street where a four-lane street, never got hit by a car, hit the power box, and didn't get electrocuted. Lord, you had your angels encamped all around my baby. Thank you, Lord. So these are the kind of things that we need to recognize. If you want to teach God's word, you're going to teach even from your mistake. You're going to teach in season and out of season. Now, here comes the good one. Now, I'm going to tell you, here comes some of the loud voices, I'm telling you. And it says that not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brother, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. Now, hear what the man said. All of us. He didn't exempt no one. We all stumble in many ways. I may not stumble with drugs, but you may. I may not struggle with gambling, but you may. So all of us have different reasons. Everybody has different stumbles. And we have to realize that it ain't always about you. There's sometimes all of us have a different spiritual levels. Sometimes we're like a roller coaster up and down. Some things you can handle and some things you can't. Some things you have to get strong in and some things you don't. Sometimes you're mature in some things and some things you're not. But sometimes people, because you're mature in this area, you want to look down on somebody. How dare you look down on the Bible says we all stumble. You going to tell me, Brother Tim, that my mama has committed sin? Absolutely. You going to tell me that my pastor and bishop and the elders and the evangelists, they've sinned. Absolutely. All have fallen short. All of them fallen short. That's what the Bible tells us in Romans. We're going to get there. But I'm just telling you, my brothers and sisters, it says it all over the Bible in different places. So listen real carefully. We all stumble in many ways. If anyone has never at fault in what he say, he's a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. One more time. If anyone is never at fault in what he said, he's a perfect man, able to keep the whole body. Did you hear what the Bible said just before that? Sometimes we have to read before and after the verses. Listen to what it said. We all stumble in many ways. How in the world can you be perfect? But if you are perfect, you ain't never said nothing wrong. You ain't never at fault in what you say. So many people, I didn't say that. I don't know what that. No, I'm not. You trying to trick me. No, you lie. And that's just the bottom line. Sometimes you cuss. Sometimes you tell falsehoods. Sometimes you're spitting venom on people. Sometimes you're always gossiping and all that. That's what the Bible is trying to tell. If you perfect in what you say, you ain't never at fault, then you perfect. But the Bible just said it before that. It said we all stumble in many ways. And it says that if anyone is never at fault in the way, he is perfect and able to keep the whole body. But then it says, when we put bits into the mouth of a horse to make him obey us, we can turn the whole animal or take a ship as an example. Although they are large and are driven by strong wind, they are steered by a very small rudder. Whenever the pilot wants it to go. It says, likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes a great boast. The tongue is always boasting about what it can do and what, it always got something to say about myself, glorifying myself, always glorify what I do. The tongue is always boastful. What about me? What about me? Me, myself, and I. It's always boasting. And the Bible tells if you're going to boast, boast in the Lord, but not in yourself because you're like a filthy rag. The Bible just said you stumble. The Bible says ain't none of us perfect. The Bible says that it says consider what a great forest is set afire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire. The world is of evil among parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire. Do you know this mouth of yours, that tongue that's inside your mouth, can jack your life up for the rest of your life? You can say something about, I'm going to kill you, and then something happened. Now you locked up for the rest of your life. You say what you're going to do, and you want to, now I'm going to keep my word. So now you go over there and do something dumb. You go over there and it jacks your life up for the rest of your life. Come on, man. This thing is like a fire. It tells you right here, and is itself set on fire by hell. This tongue that's in your mouth can cause so much poison and death. It destroys people's lives. You can take a child and say, you're dumb. You're dumb, and the child grow up to be thinking he's dumb. You ain't no good like your daddy. And that's what you see. These are the poisonous garbage that come out of our mouth. But you're going to see something here in a minute. It's set on fire from hell. It's designed to get you caught up in something. It's designed to destroy. The Bible says that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. This mouth right here, it can do you damage. And I'm going to show you something because I'm talking about Tim. And it says, all kind of animals, birds and reptiles and creatures of the sea have been tamed and are being tamed by man. Now watch this. We can tame horses and animals and killer whales and sea lions and dogs and cats and all kind of things. We can do all these things. We got the talent and the ability. But watch this. Verse 8 says, but no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. Do you know I can kill you with this lips? Do you know I can kill you with this tongue? A pair of lips will say anything. I can destroy you. You think you're doing good, but you're tattletaling on everybody. You think you're doing good, but you're lying on everybody. You think you're doing good, but you talk to your children like they are a piece of filth, like they worse than garbage on the ground. You little this and you little that. Sit down. I told you. I do this. I'm the head bee in this house. And all kind of stuff that they say. I've heard it myself. This tongue is a deadly poison to everybody's life. You have to have God in your life. You have to have Christ in your life to have him protect and have his angels encamped around you. Because if not, you will say the wrong thing. The Bible says over in Hebrew that with constant use of God's word, you will learn to distinguish good from evil. But I can't do that because you're still in elementary. You still need somebody to teach you the basic elementary truths all over again. My brothers and sisters, this is a deadly poison. Don't you know what they'll say? Well, yeah, I'm trying to get it. Yeah, you're lying. Well, you know, I'm trying to get my life together. You're lying. But I think I'm going to go to church today. Are you lying? You got to get this tongue under control. You can't do it on your own. You don't have the power to do it on your own. That's why you need God in your life. That's why you need Christ. You need to be wrapped up in him so that his Holy Spirit can guide you and lead you and protect you and prick you when you're doing wrong. See, sometimes when we have these tongues that get out of control, sometimes we have to do what the Bible says. It says over, and I'm way ahead of myself, but it says over in Galatians. Now watch this. That tongue is so nasty. It want to do such evil stuff. But when you're in Christ and Christ is in you, that garbage that you play and you thinking that you're getting away with it, you're wrong. Because watch this. It says, brothers, in verse 6, chapter 6, Galatians chapter 6 says, brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, it's one of your brothers, Brother Tim, Brother D, Sister Mary, Brother Dog, anybody who's a brother, a sister, and you find them in a fault, you say, if someone is caught in a sin, he says, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. That's your job, to restore a person gently. It ain't to make a public spectacle of somebody. It's not your job to discipline me in front of everybody. The Bible says that you need to restore me gently. You got a soft word turns away all that wrath. That's what you need to do. But see, sometimes we're so involved in trying to do good that you mess up. You hurt people more than you help them. The Bible says that you who are spiritual should restore him gently, but watch yourself or you also may be tempted, Tim, when you're trying to do good and people bashing you and tearing you down and belittling you and going crazy on you, and you're trying to do good, but all of a sudden you find yourself caught up in the mix too. That's the devil's job, to trick you. It's his job to persecute you and embarrass you and put you down. Come on, man. This is terrible. I heard Brother Dog say, I don't want to cuss today. Don't y'all make me cuss today. I don't want to cuss today. We're growing, but you guys may be already spiritually mature. But you got to wait on I never seen anybody grab a baby and say, you need to walk, and they don't walk, so they throw them out a window. You kick them out the door. No, you hold the baby. You teach the baby. You walk with the baby. You are patient with the baby. You guide the baby. Come on, man. This is what we do. Some people are crawling, and we got to wait till they get to a little bit more mature state to help them walk. And then when they start walking, you got to tell them to stop running so they fall and hurt themselves. The Bible says, watch out. That's what it's trying to tell you. Be watchful yourself, or you may get tempted. We need to carry each other's burden in a way so that we fulfill the law of Christ, and that's to love each other.
Come on, man. That's what it's all about. And that's what the Bible is trying to tell us. You need to watch that mouth, that tongue you got, where you think you're so holy, holy. You're wrong, man. I'm wrong. You're wrong. We need to do what the Bible says. With the tongue, verse 9, with the tongue we praise the Lord, our and Father, with the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. So what I'm saying, you sit there and you talk about me, or I talk about you, then I want to say praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for all that you did. But yet I just spit deadly poison on you. I don't even want to speak to you. I don't want to know your name. I don't want you to sit near me. Come on, man. This is terrible what we do. And if I'm made in God's image, I bet you wouldn't cuss God out. Oh, who are you talking to, Tim? You did. No, but let me tell you, I've been watching for 8 years. Don't give me that. I know. My thing is that we all need to change. We have to change, man. We're all made in God's image. And we wouldn't do that to God. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My. My brother, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same stream? My brother, can fig trees bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. So what I'm trying to tell you, this tongue, you know, you say, well, everybody stumbles and falls. Yeah, so let me give you an example that you may not believe. It says that, you know, an untamed tongue gossips. It puts others down. It brags and boasts. It manipulates false testimonies and teachings. Lying. Bible says in Romans 3, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Uh-oh, you telling me that you are a perfect person? That's what you think. Don't let nobody twist you and get you deceived. The Bible says that we all stumble in many ways. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. And then Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Wait a minute, don't finish. Finish. In Christ Jesus. You have to be in him, and he has to be in you in order to get the eternal life. You can't go no other way. There is no trickery. There is no back door. There is no dealing with that. So you got sometimes people come up and they want to talk with this tongue. They want to give you what you want to hear. They want to scratch that itchy ear, that elegant tongue that you got. You know, so you want to tell people fall for that. They fall and follow men. You need to follow Christ. That's what you need to do. The Bible says over in John 3:7-9, don't be deceived. See, that's the problem. All these people coming with elegant tongues, and they want to deceive you. Follow me. I'm puffed up. Because you have a title, it don't mean nothing. It just means that you have a job to do, and they give you a title to let you know what the title, what your job is. If you've been born of God, the Bible says, over, and so that's how you become. You have to be born of God to have God in you. Be careful that you don't get caught up in the same mix. How can you look like, Brother D talked about it the other day. I got a speck in my eye, but you got a 2x4, a beam, a telephone pole in your eye, but you so busy trying to get the speck out of my eye, you don't never look in the mirror. All of us got to look in the mirror. It's a poor reflection, is what Corinthians say. It says that it's a poor reflection. When I was a man, when I was a child, I did childish things. I did childish ways. I reacted and I responded as a child. But when I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. See, I don't want that poor reflection. All of us have it. Tim ain't no different. The thing is that we got to watch that deadly poison. It comes from hell. It comes that we need to help learn how to put it over to God. We need to learn how to try to tame this tongue. The Bible says no man can tame it. So that means that one day out of nowhere, you may say something that you shouldn't say. My. That tongue always boasting. That tongue always talking about what it can do and what's good for me and what about me. But the Bible says, you know what real love is? Real love is patient. Real love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. That's what the Bible just said over here. That tongue is boastful. It want to talk about all about what I'm doing, how great I am. Don't you see the letters in front of my name and behind? Haven't you seen my portfolio? Don't you know where I live in that gated community? Who are you? Come on, man. This is foolishness. And I fell for it just like all the rest. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. This tongue can cut you up. This tongue can make you feel worse than dirt. It is not self-seeking. It's all about me. What about me? What about me? What about me? Me, myself, and I. It is not easily angered. I've been through the fire. I've been beat up, knocked down. And you, every once in a while, you're going to have a problem sometime. But you got to learn. And some people around you should help you and guide you and lead you. You don't drive sheep. You lead them. You drive cattle. The Bible says that is not easy, and it keeps no record of wrong. My brother and sisters, in 1968, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 78 degrees, I remember when Brother D said this and that. You got to let that go. Put it in the sea of forgiveness just like God does. You can't hold on to no ink. This will poison you, man. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil. That's what this thing. Man, yeah, did you hear about Brother Tim? Yeah, did you hear about Brother D? Yeah, did you hear about Dog? Yeah, they love that. They want to spit venom on you. And it comes from the devil. It's evil. But rejoices in truth and always protect. Love always protects you. It always something you can trust in. And it's always hope and it always persevere. The love always conquers because you know why? God is love. And he always wins. He don't never lose. So here, my brothers and sisters, I just want to tell you, we crush each other. We tear each other down. And that's just the work of the devil. We praise the Lord and cuss our brother out. And Matthew said these guys, and it was more specific. People didn't understand what it meant. They just used a word. They thought it was hurt. It says that you hypocrite, you put on masks, and people who pretend to have virtue and moral and religious belief principles, men never look in the mirror. We're always too busy looking at your sin, spitting venom on you. It's that tongue. That tongue is ruthless. Terrible. It's a small member of the body, but it can destroy the whole body. It can destroy others. It's a deadly poison from hell, the tongue. My brothers and sisters, this is not pointing the finger at anyone, but I know one thing. A whole lot of this pertains to Brother Tim. I got to watch the tongue. I cannot, not just because it does cursing. It's not just because it said a lie. It's not because I said this and I was hoping that it would hurt you. No, it's because it comes from hell. And I'm supposed to be a man of God. And I'm trying to make it just like you. But I know one thing. The people say that if you're an alcoholic and you go to AAA, they say, we can't help you until you do one thing. You got to confess that I'm an alcoholic and I need help. Now we can help you. Just like God in his word. He said in his word, Romans 10 and 9, in order for you to get help, in order for me to get help, in order for me to stand up and hold my head up, for me not to cuss, for me not to steal, for me not to commit adultery, for me not to do that, I have to be, what, filled with his spirit. And sometimes you can walk away. But I'm so glad God doesn't walk away. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. That's what it means. My brother and sister, Brother Dean told you, it's time out. It's getting late. Come on, man. I'm just trying to tell you, I'm just like you. I'm an ordinary man. And I have been through some trials and tribulations, ups and downs. But I know one thing. When I thought on my last opportunity, I said, I don't know what else to do. I can't buy my way out. I can't talk my way out. But I know one thing. I'm going to do what my mama always told me to do. Boy, you need to pray. You need to get down on your knees and pray, man. You know, and you know what? Baby, I pray for you every day because I see you going the wrong way. And I know you couldn't possibly be my son. The things that you do and the way you act. And I said, you know what, Lord? If I disappoint my mother like that, I know I disappoint you. You know what? It was the greatest decision I ever made in my life. I turned it around. I asked God, please help me. I can't do it on my own. And I'll run this race with you. I'll run all the way with you, Lord. I'm willing to be talked about. I'm willing to have them point the finger at me. I'm willing to allow them to deceive and try to trick me because I know then I see the truth in the Bible, and then I can detect their lie and all their deceit because they're being influenced by the devil. As a teacher, you have a lot of influence over people. And that's why he said, I'm going to judge you more strictly. Because you can influence people. You know, you can help people change their life or you can destroy people's lives. It's up to you. But one thing I want to tell you, my brother and sister, all have sinned and fallen short. Every last one of us. So don't come in with that high horse. The Bible says all of us stumble in many ways. So what else do you want? And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. So that lets you know, my brother and sister, I'm so glad. Yes, I'm so glad that God, he chose me. I didn't choose him. I'm so glad that, my God, he saw something in me that nobody else saw. I'm so glad that my mother prayed for me. I'm so glad that God is giving me instructions in his word. I'm so glad, my brothers and sisters, that I don't care what goes on all around me, that I can trust in his word. Thank you, Lord, for continuously seeing the good in me. Thank you, Lord, that even though they don't want me to praise you in their church, I'll praise you right here where I'm at. Thank you, Lord. When I looked around and I found out that you gave me the gift of reconciliation, that means that I can turn away and tell you, my Father, that I'm sorry, but everybody else want to hold me to my sin. I'm just here today to tell you, my brother and sister, it's the greatest decision you'll ever make. I'm here to just tell you that this tongue is full of deadly poison. The same tongue that praises God curses me. The same breath that cools your coffee is the same breath that warms your hand. I'm here to tell you today, my brother and sister, it'll give you strength when death is all around you. It'll give you strength to let you know that when things don't seem to go right, that you know that you got a God that's all-powerful. Said that I know that I know that I know. Man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out the mouth of God, I'm going to cherish his word. It's going to be more nutritional to me than my daily bread. I got to hold on to his unchanging hand. I'm here to tell you today, my brother and sister, old Brother Tim knows I feel pretty good today because I know that his word is true, and every other man is a liar. But I know that his word is true, and I know that every man stumbles. I know that his word is true, and everybody else has failed. They all have sinned. So how do you look on your brother with contempt when God says, that's my man? That's my son. I made him in my image. Who are we to destroy somebody's life? But I'm here to tell you my day, my brothers, one day death's going to come knocking at your door. One day problems are going to come in your life. One day, who are you going to turn to? I can't do it. Like the old show that came on, Ghostbusters, what you going to do? Hey, I know that I can call on my God, and nothing is too hard for him. So I'm just here to tell you today, my brothers and sisters, watch what you say, how you handle things, that old tongue. But guess what? That tongue will be the one that you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, then you'll be able to praise God wherever you may be. So I just want to say thank you. I'm going to turn it back over to Brother D or Sister Bairn or Brother Dog. I'm done, and I just say thank you, Lord, for all that you do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother D or Brother Dog, back in your hands, Sister Mary.
Yeah, I'm here, Brother. Cool. I got so much family here. I'm trying to find my spot to get away from them. Thank you again for giving us the word of God today. We pray that, as always, that something was said that would truly touch someone's heart and give them a mind to want to say, Lord, I've sinned against thee. But give them a mind and say, Lord, I know I've been wrong in my life, but yet I know that you are able. And that's what, Sister Lord, we got to hang our hat on. We need to hang our hat on God is able, because him is truly able. He's able to carry you. He's able to hold you. He's able to uplift you in your most tiresome times, in your bad hour. God is still able. I'm going to tell you all something else. He's still sitting on the throne. Contrary to what man may believe, contrary to what some have told you, God is still sitting on the throne. And God is still able to do everything but fail. All man got to do is just trust in him. If man would just trust in God, I can promise you, he won't let you down. He won't let you down. So I'm going to ask my auntie if she will come in. I don't know if she has anything she wants to say. She may want to close out today. We just ask that you all to keep your parts, family, and your prayers. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you all. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Brother D. Brother Tim, I just thank God for that message that you just gave. It's important for us to realize just how we can destroy people with our tongues. It's important for us, before we speak, we should think. Especially when you're talking to a person that you're trying to go up against. We cannot afford to dislike anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because time is winding up.
Yes, it is.
We don't want to leave this world and go to a devil's hell because we were too hard-hearted to forgive.
Amen.
We should really and truly, and this might sound just kind of crazy to you, we should think before we speak.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
If you have an out with your brother or your sister, don't jump on them without thinking. Think first. Pray first. Let God direct you. If it's bothering you, you can talk. Find out why you feel that person doesn't like you. Find out why you think when you were talking to that person tried to put you down. Talk to them. But stay in God's will. And don't just talk, let them talk. Don't say things that would tear that person down or destroy his confidence. Or make him feel like he is nothing. We have to be careful. The Bible, as Brother Tim said, the Bible said the tongue cannot be tamed. We can't tame this tongue. But if we seek God and pray, and if we take time to think before we speak, you will find you will encounter less problems than you would if you just open your mouth and hurt a person's feelings just because she can't. While we're trying to destroy somebody else, God will allow Satan to destroy you if you're not careful. When we're setting a trap for someone else, you will fall in that trap that you set for someone else. Don't put yourself in that predicament. Don't be in that predicament. I don't care how rough a person talks to you. Turn it over to God. And if you feel like you're going to say something hurtful or that is against the will of God, then say, Lord, help me to keep my tongue. Don't say nothing.
Yes.
That's what I love so much about my brother that passed. He did not talk about nobody. Never would. I don't care what he heard or what was said. He would not talk about anybody. Before he talked about you, he wouldn't say a word. We need to be like that. Because when we open our mouths, when we open our mouths because we are upset, we hurt the next person. We destroy the next person. We can cause that person to lose confidence. We can cause that person to want to commit suicide. We have to be careful, especially man, woman of God. Watch your mouth. Watch what you say. Watch what you think. And if you think you're going to say the wrong thing or think the wrong thing, bow your knees and talk to God and say, Lord, I don't want to be this way. Help me, God.
Yes.
And I don't know why, Brother Tim, I was listening to your message, and I don't know why God gave me this to say, because I had not planned on saying anything. But it is imperative that we think before we speak. It is imperative if we feel like we don't like a person, just don't say nothing to them. Pray and ask God to give you the love for that person that you need. And if you pray and ask God for that love, when you open your mouth, when you run across that person and say something, whether they like you or not, it's going to be from the love of God in your heart. Even if you don't have to run around with them, but when you see them, treat them like God treated you when he brought you out of your filthy mess and sin. Out of all the things that we've done, God saw fit to save us, to clean us up, sanctify us, give us his precious Holy Ghost, and make us meet for his kingdom, be fit for the kingdom. Because when we leave here, we want a robe. We want that white robe.
Yes, oh, yes.
Glory be to God. So I just want to say, let's just be so careful. Let's watch what we say. Let's learn to love in spite of. Sometimes you might say it might be hard. It's not hard. And if you feel like you can't get it in, you just take it to God. Take your burdens to him and leave them there. Tell God, Lord, I don't know how to deal with this, Lord. I can't make myself like this person. Talk to God. You know where you can talk to God just like you talk to me, Brother Tim, Brother B, Brother Dolph. You can talk to God the exact same way, and he hears the words you say.
He said if he's our friend.
So let's try that.
Yes, he is.
He will hear you. He will answer you. So I'm going to shut up. My time is up. Pray my strength in the Lord. Thank you, Brother D. Thank you, Brother Tim, Brother Dog. And each and every one, please be blessed. Back into your
hands, Brother D. Amen, amen. Yeah, I tell my sister and brother, no matter how good it get, and when you love the Lord, brothers and sisters, I promise the service can get extra good to you. But as always, we don't want you to be glad to see us come and then glad to see us leave. So we hope and trust that you have enjoyed it. Hope and trust that you receive something out of it, because we're not doing this for a shape, form, or fashion. It's truly done as edification to the Lord God Almighty. It's not for us. We are here to lift up each other. We're here to lift up the name of Jesus. So without any further ado, I want to invite you all, as always, tomorrow morning to God's plan. And if you have any problems, anything that's troubling you, anything that you might want to just, that you feel you need to talk to someone about, we have another service tomorrow evening called the Hour of Reflection. It will be headed by none other than Monty herself, Sister Miriam. As always, Brother Tim and Brother D will be there to help in any way that we can.
But we won't have a service tomorrow.
The service tomorrow is okay. Okay, Brother Dog has informed me that we're not going to have a service tomorrow. You know, see, we love the Lord so much until even in our bereavement, we're going to still try to do what we can for the Lord. But Brother Dog has informed me that we're not going to have a service tomorrow. So I truly hope and pray that those that want to hear a word from the Lord tune in the morning to listen to Reverend Henry or Brother Eric as they bring you a word from God. Amen? Amen. So at this time, we're going to turn it back over to Brother Dog. And we want to tell you that we love you. We love you. We love you. Brother Dog, back to you.
Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I die and my soul be lost, nobody's fault but mine.
Oh, yeah.
True song, bro, dog. Such a true
praise
song.
Praise the Lord. And Brother D said some stuff that y'all might have not caught. Sister Mary and we laying our brother to rest tomorrow. So it's only fitting that we're not having a show tomorrow, because like Brother D and Brother Tim and Sister Mary and Brother Reverend Brian and all the people that does these prayer shows, they have a life also, guys. They take out of their lives. They take out of their livelihoods to come to try to spread the word to you all, guys. And sometimes I feel a lot of people is not appreciative. But I got to say, on the good side, a lot of people have started to recognize it and be less critical of it. And the more it grows, the better it is, because it's only spreading the word of God.
Yes.
And spreading the word of God is never, never bad. That is never bad.
Amen.
So, Brother D,
amen.
Brother D, Tim House, and Sister Marion, if y'all got a couple of things you want to say, we finna close this thing out, but go ahead if you got a couple of closing statements you want to make. And also, again, guys, prayers out and travel graces for Brother D and Sister Marion and their family as they go to lay down their brother, their uncle, and their family, man. Just God's grace to them. And I don't see how some people can do it. Brother D got to be the strongest joke on here because he came back from yesterday from nowhere to today. And Sister Mary, I ain't heard her miss a beat. So how she do it, I don't know. But y'all give me a couple of good words before we get out of here. We're going to get on out of here, y'all. God bless.
Amen. 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 Brother Dog, it's truly nothing that Brother D do. It's all done by faith and keeping your hand in God's hand. Oh, don't think for one moment Brother D don't hurt, because like I said, he wasn't just an uncle. He was an uncle daddy. You could never call him and get a no from him. He didn't, I don't think he even knew how to spell the word no. He said yes so much. And I've told you all several times how he was just the best. He was the best. But the Lord spared us to see almost 84 years with him. And we just thank God for Jesus at the time we had with him. Amen. Amen.
Brother Tim, you go ahead on. Sister Mary got all that noise. I'm going to let her go last with the noise. So go ahead, Brother Tim. Give me a couple of farewells.
Well, I just wanted to say this, Brother D, and you've heard it before. They said, one person said, the preacher asked, why did they take my best members? Because they were ready. And see, the other one get another chance to be able to get it together. So I'm here today to tell you, like Brother D always tell us, let's get it together. This day you'll never see again. And I just want to tell you,
amen,
we got to have more love for each other, my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And I just want to tell you that I love you. Like Brother Eric always said, ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
So I just want to tell Brother D, Sister Marion, and Mister, I love you guys, and I'm praying for you. And I just ask that God continue to keep you, watch over as you guys travel. And I just say thank you for this opportunity. Watch the tongue, my brothers and sisters. Okay, Brother Noisemaker.
Come on. Come on, Sister Noisemaker. Come on, Sister Noisemaker.
Amen. I'm just going to say very quickly, Brother Dog, I thank God for you. Because you keep us on the straight and narrow. I thank God for you, Brother Dog. But I just want to say I thank God for this day, and I thank God for Ashley bringing us over the dangerous highways and everybody finding everybody doing fine. And, you know, I was looking at my brother laying in a casket today, and I was sitting up there, and I was smiling, and I was thinking, we got it wrong. We should rejoice when God's people are going home and cry when they come to the sinful world. So I looked at my brother and I said, Lord, I thank you because I experienced so much beauty in coming back to Mississippi after 20, 30, 40 years and getting reintroduced to my brother that raised me and my children that he raised today. They say, Mama, we had the best childhood ever.
Yes.
That's a blessing all by itself. And it's because Uncle Jay was so willing to help me with those kids. So I just enjoyed everything. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord. Brother Dog, back into your hands.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Lord, I need you as I travel through this land. Oh, yeah. I need you as I
love you, my brother.
I keep on joining. Lord, I'm toiling through the storm,
through the storm and rain.
Give me, we didn't have to meet me that morning. With all my
you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I want to thank you for all of the things.
Amen.
Trouble of the world. How sooner will be done. Trouble of the world. I'm going to hold the lead with God.
No more.
Trouble of this world will be no more. He said, I'm going on home. Just like Brother Parkey and took his rest. Now, he don't have to worry about this world no more. Aches and pains and people mistreating you. He's on his way home. God said, welcome home, thy good and thy faithful servant. When the gates swing open, Brother Dog, I'll be able to walk. They'll walk right on in. But he also said, while I'm here, teach me how to love my neighbor. Because, you know, people will make you say the wrong things and do the wrong things. That's why he said, Lord, teach me how to love my neighbor. And then I know I've done what you asked me to do. Then I can, when the gates swing open, I can walk on and take your rest.
Yeah, well,
and
I gotta,
home.
I got to apologize, Brother Tim, because I didn't really understand what you and Brother D.D. talking about. The spirit hit you. The spirit just keep hitting me today. That's why I keep playing these songs, man. The spirit just keep hitting me. But I know I got to get out of here. But in my heart, the spirit has been hitting me with my heart. And none of this is possible. None of this is possible. And Sister Marion, Godspeed to you and your family. Brother A.J. Park, I didn't know him, but I love him. I saw the picture of him, and I could have swore that was Brother D. But I'm going to tell you right now, none of this. None of this would have been possible without this next song I'm going to play. And I promise y'all, unless something really happened to me again, like it's happened to me now, that'll be the last one. But none of this, remember what I said. I always told y'all, listen to the message and not the messenger. Mm-hmm. But none of this would be possible without this next song I'm going to play. None of this would be.
Serving the Lord will pay off.
Oh, yes, Lord.
After a while.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Serving God, it'll pay off.
It'll pay off. Oh, yes, Lord.
After a while.
My.
Just keep working.
We got to stay on the battle.
Every day.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever is right.
You know God.
God said he paid. Serving the Lord
After a while. Yes, Lord.
I've got to keep on working.
I've got to keep working, dear.
Yes,
yes,
I have.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because
I want my starry crown. Well done, good and faithful.
I know my way.
Yes.
My way will get brighter.
Because
even though my
friends, they put me down.
Sometimes let me down. And oh, what a time.
What a time.
It will be
when we all get together, dog.
When my Savior's face I'll see.
I get home, dog.
I live in the Lord, and it'll pay off.
I promise you.
I just closed Brother Tim up. Before we get going, though, I want y'all to listen to something. If y'all know Tim's sermon today, if y'all was paying attention, his sermon was sort of like, to me, the way I look at it, was sort of like an apology. Tim got out of character last week. For those who know it and for those who don't know it, Tim got out of character last week, and I think he came back and preached one heck of a sermon today to apologize. Tim House, you're a strong man, because the average man couldn't come back and stand up in front of it, what happened. But you're a strong man in my eyes. I want to tell you, thank you. It was a good sermon. It was to me now. He can call me later and tell me whether I'm right or wrong, but to me, it was an apology sermon, letting them know that everybody, ain't nobody that's listening to my sound of my voice is perfect. So he's not perfect either. He fell out the chair, he got back up, and made it back up. That's all you can ask for any man, for forgiveness. We're not the ones to judge. God is the only somebody that can judge us. So Tim House, for all those that are judging you, all of those that are judging Brother D, all of them that are judging, say y'all are fake preachers and fake prophets, don't worry about it. He's spreading the word of God. And God knows, as long as God knows, that's it. That's all somebody needs to judge you. As long as God judges you, you ain't got to worry about the man. That being said, before I get wheelchair there, I'm going to see what Pastor Joe wants to hit the one button. If he tell me he don't want in the day, he just hit the one button. When I see him, Pastor Joe, what you want, big Pastor? How you doing, man? Good evening. I ain't cussing today either. Come on, Pastor Joe, what you want,
Pastor? I want to explain something to y'all about me. About 3 years ago, after I started listening to the show and listening to Brother D and Tim on him, you know, I work so much I don't go to church, but I started listening and trying to get a grasp of the Bible and stuff like that. But I started calling the Lord's name more 3 years ago. You know how you think you got this, that, and all, and everything that you got everything under control is all you.
Come on,
sometimes you
come
need
on, Lord.
I started calling the Lord's name about 3 years ago, and my life has progressively gotten better and better. Just thanking the Lord, this, that, and other. I mean, you can have everything in life, but you can't be happy unless you fulfill and got some type of relationship with the Lord, man. I talked to Brother D a couple of days ago, and I told Brother D some stuff about me. And with that being said, if Brother D on here, he know what I'm talking about. I just got a call today about some opportunities in life. And I don't think I would have those opportunities if I wouldn't call the Lord's name and praying.
Amen.
You can't do this stuff by yourself.
Sister Mary.
Yeah.
This brother here is doing a testimony. What you think about his testimony? I think he's getting better and better. Like he said, he was rougher than me there for a minute. He done seen a new life through God.
Well, I tell you, what he's saying is awesome. It's awesome. He has found out in order to make it through the things that he's going through, he's got to call on God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, man can't give you what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Satan can't give you what you need because he came to steal, to destroy, and to kill. So the only one that can help you is God. And Brother Pajo, you said you called on God and you things was changing for you in your life. You get opportunities. Then while you're calling on God, you're calling in faith. And that's a blessing. Now, God
Amen.
Reigns on the just as well as the unjust. Continue to call on God in faith and seek him. Seek to be saved, Brother Pajo. Seek heaven. Seek the kingdom of God. Because he said in his word, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. So it's a blessing.
Amen.
God bless you. It's a blessing to see that God is doing what you asked him to do. So don't stop. Don't back up on him. Don't give up on him. But keep moving forward. Keep calling on the name of the Lord. Keep reading your Bible. Keep listening to the word of the Lord. And just let God deal with your life. Let God enter into you. He said, if you let me, I'll come and I'll fuck with you. In other words, I'll come, I'll give you the Holy Ghost, I will lead you, I will guide you, I will teach you. He will take care of you in every aspect of your life.
Amen.
That's a beautiful testimony. Thank you.
All right. You see how I see it? You see how I see one of Sister Mary's from tomorrow, since she ain't going to be in. Okay, Pastor, you got anything else? Because I know we're about to fall out of the wheelchair waiting on us.
I just thank everybody, and most of all, I thank the Lord.
Right on.
That's
all right. Okay, appreciate it, Pastor. Oh, Sister Mary Slid went in there. Time for reflection. She reflected on it. All right, with that being said, guys, I hope the one that was on here enjoyed the little program. And like I said, it might seem like we going overboard, but like I said, Brother D, to me, is just he closer than my real family. And Sister Mary, I never met her in my life, but I know her. I know her through my heart and through God's spirit. So as long as they need to take, as long as they need to grieve, as long as they... We're going to take time out for them because, man, the hours they done put into us, we can never repay that. That being said, let me go on with the wheelchair. He's another God saying for a lot of you people out there, he be short and sweet, though. He ain't going with it much now, but he gets a lot of stuff out to a lot of people, and I don't think they appreciate him either. It makes me angry sometimes that people don't appreciate what they're getting for nothing. Wheelchair, come on in there, brother. I know you've been waiting. How you doing, wheelchair?
I'm good, dog. I'm good. You know, good sermon. We got some upcoming events this week. Madison Travis going to be up there in Piedmont. That's where Willie Dog going to be at in Piedmont. And Tate and Pat Collins, they got Born the Grudge, too. And still all about it. And they got two four-car shootouts, which are Friday night, with some good cars in it. I can't think of the name of them right now. And they also got a big grudge race between Andy Mack and Andy Mack with Bipolar and Tate, the Unfriendly Coach, on Saturday. Scrape out the trailer, and they got a big anything on 28 shootout. July the 1st and 2nd, you got Roman in the Jungle 8 at Ferris, Texas, at the Scream Raceway. There's another race over there, July the 9th, Silver Dollar. You got our gangster G-Body Party. They cut the check. And then July the 16th, you got Untamed at the Zoo, Hitman Production. You got a $10,000 free entry, anything on 28 shootout. And they got a big race locked in with Uncle Sal and Wesley Snipes. They tried to get it off in Memphis, but the rain came and got us. But now they said they're going to settle it at the zoo at 11 o'clock, July the 16th. On the 17th, Jalen Jones, Grasshopper. Now he got his race over in Phoenix City. And then July the 22nd through the 23rd, you got Roma in the Jungle at Bowman. And then the D&D boys, they got their Roma in the Jungle at Ennis, Texas. They got two four-car shootout, which is a small block shootout, and a 4-8-4 invitation shootout. $2,500 entry fee on both of them. And they said they're putting $5,000 on top of small blocks and $10,000 on top of the 4-8-4. Now, then the upcoming events we got so far. All right, do you, Willie?
Okay. All right, appreciate it, All right, you're well said, wheelchair. All right, again, you know, this is open mic night. If anybody got a thing, hit the one button, kid. You should have hit the one button as you out there, if you're out there. Somebody was supposed to have a special show tonight. If they got a special show tonight, we can go run on over to the special show. Do they have a special show or not? Or do you know anything about a special show or not? Talking to you, wheelchair.
What's that about?
Somebody said they was having a special show tonight. If they're having a special show, we need to go. I want to go listen to it. Somebody's having a special show tonight? I can't call the name. You know the name I can't call, kid. Call the name.
Oh, man, not Tony Boss Bynes.
Yeah. I can't call his name, but I heard he was supposed to have a special show tonight. I mean, if it was,
man.
I'm going to respect that. I'm going to respect that and go listen to his show. I want to hear somebody else.
Yeah.
If you find out, we can let me know. I cut this one off and go listen to that one. I want to listen to him anyway. Because if he have a show, you ain't going to be able to hear nobody but him no way. So anyway, go on mute. All right, kids, you got to bring out kids today. I got a simple subject that becomes so difficult. If anybody asks it the correct way, if anybody asks it the same way I think it is and say it the way I think I'm going to say it, now I'm telling you now, this is my opinion, so you got to answer the way I want it. And you get two free tickets to Mike Hill's Return to the Zoo. And July the 16th, you get free 2 tickets.
Hmm.
And if you don't make it down there, I'll roll them tickets over to D&D down in Ennis, Texas. D&D boys, I'll roll them down in their race. Two free tickets. So here's the question. Don't y'all text me now. I need y'all to hit the one. But if you're not on the show, don't text me because I have to stop and look at these texts all the time while I'm trying to concentrate on the board, too. Kid, the question came up, and it was on Facebook. I was waiting for somebody else to bring it up, so I didn't want to say I was piggybacking on nobody, but I was. But I always wait and see if they're going to bring it up. If they don't, I'll bring it up because it was an interesting question to me, and I'm surprised how many people don't know the difference or whatever. Kids, they want to know the difference.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a deposit and a punk out? What's the difference between a deposit and a punk out?
Deposit is you paying to hold your spot, and punk out is you don't live up to your spot, and you got to pay it out.
Anybody want to say it a different way? We got anybody on there that want to say it a different way? Hit the one button. Pajo, you still there? You ain't got to hit the one button. Pajo, you at work, Pajo?
I ain't got nothing on that one, dog.
Come on, Pajo. If you don't have nothing on that one, man, you got to fight, man. You part of the game now. You got to start.
Okay,
stop these,
deposit.
Blank answers. Huh?
Deposit. They just pay you DP, man. Is that considered a lock in?
Don't ask me no questions. Answer the question. Don't ask me no questions.
Okay. If deposit considered a lock in, you lock it in, and it don't go through, then that's considered the punk out. That what you locked in for the race. You turn that around, and pay the punk out with.
Pretty good. Y'all be quiet now. Y'all one at a time. Don't nobody say nothing. Pretty good, Fajo. You getting a little. You got it wrong, Fajo. You got wrong. 252-8613. Talk to me. Who we got?
You got Dwayne Fleming, though. You got Dwayne Fleming.
Dwayne. All right, come on, Wayne.
Yes, sir.
You want to take a shot at it?
Right,
hey, shot at it, bro.
Okay. This is what I was gonna say. You pay your deposit. Okay. Your deposit, you give your deposit to the DP, man or whatever, and then if whoever don't race, I mean whoever trying to race don't make the race, doesn't that deposit become the punk out?
That's your answer. Don't ask me. You can't ask me no questions. That's your answer. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 478-713. Who we got? 478-713. Who we got?
Hey, you're going on, Doc. What's going on?
Who this?
The Big Jack. What's going on with you?
Hey, man. How you doing, Big Jack? Big Jack. Okay.
Not much. Hey, the deposit is for, like, to hold your, secure your spot in case they have a shootout. And then to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that you're going to run. And the punk out is, you know what I'm saying, like, is what you receive or you have to pay when the other party don't go.
Okay, all right. I told y'all not to text me, but y'all don't pay attention. I asked y'all nice not to text me the answer because I got to stop and look at it, but y'all keep texting it to me. Okay. Anybody else that's out there that's on that got your mic open on the show? I ain't mad with y'all. Come on with it. I'm looking for one thing. Everybody says something right, but I'm looking for one thing to turn it into something else. Come on with you. Tell me what you're talking about.
The deposit is to reserve and start the race. The bunk out is, I don't want them problem. Get that man out my face. Depends how I can look, say it.
All right. I'm glad y'all all answered that. And did nobody give a wrong answer. But I did it on purpose. We mixed it apples and oranges. Because if you said deposit could be that you're going to get in a four-car shootout or an eight-man shootout. Deposit could be just to hold your spot. But now the deposit, if you use it as a girls race, the deposit that you're going to raise, I was looking for somebody that said, if you were doing it in a girls race, your deposit is really, it turns into your park out if you don't show out. So y'all got it right in a lot of ways. So the deposit really turns into the park out if a joker don't show. But a deposit can be for to hold your spot in a shootout also. So y'all be good.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody be good. Come
mm-hmm.
on. Yeah. See, what I wanted to do then was just to show you how different people with different areas, how they understand something. And the old Danny boy from the B&B boys, like he said, understanding is the best thing in the world. If you ain't got no understanding,
mm-hmm.
that's why you always got problems with a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there it is. I just throw that out there to big guys. Guys, like I said, it's a free fall today, so we got some. Let's come on in and talk about it. And anything you want to bring up, anything we need to discuss, today is the day. We got another full field, of course. So if you got anything you want to talk about, come on in here. Because, see, the stuff I talk about, I made a promise this morning on the morning show. I can't talk about it, so. Wheelchair, where's Bobby Cole at when I need him? Where's Maul, you on here? Where you at when I need you? Don't y'all wait till I get on here and start asking for you. Come on in here and keep the discussion going. Because I want to say something about a punk out, whether a punk out is a win or what. Because I notice when certain people get a punk out, they count it as a win. Then when it don't matter, they count it as not a win. Yeah, yeah. So I need to know, y'all, everybody might that spoke is still open. If y'all want to answer that, you can. Some people say punk out's a win. Some people say they ain't. But now, to me, they only wins when it's convenient to me. So which one is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is it really?
Well, I always consider a punk out if you want you some money. You didn't physically go down the racetrack.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying it ain't no win, kid. You're saying you just got some money. That's what you're saying, right?
All right. You just got some money.
I can't complain. That's one way to look at it. Somebody talk to me.
I mean,
yeah, talk to me.
I mean, you didn't physically, get involved in a race. You know, nobody went down the track. So, you know. You just want you some money.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm getting another text here. Y'all mic's open. Everybody scared to talk? Anybody? Let's see here. Oh, Lord. I can't call that name, Nakia. I can't call that, but that's exactly what I'm talking about, though. I said if I call the name, I'll start some track. So
not,
I just had to ask the question.
I know you might not be able to call the name, but I know it's heavily on your mind. I know you got to be thinking about the boss.
Kids, you trying to get a raise or something, man? She's trying to get a raise, man. Now, we came to an agreement this morning that I don't call his name and he don't call mine. I'm going to try to stick to my agreement.
Mm-hmm.
But that don't stop him. He still come on the show and do what he wants. He
mm-hmm.
still feel like anybody else. He still can come on the
mm-hmm.
show and act a fool if you want. He just told
mm-hmm.
me that to send kids. He told me if I brush up side of him, he was going to beat me up. He said, If I brush his hair, he's going to beat me up. Yeah.
Lord, have mercy.
If I see him over there drowning, I'm just look at him. I'm just going to look over there at him. I ain't going to brush upside of him.
No, yeah. Now you know damn well you're going to throw him a cement block.
No, hey, I ain't going to throw the cement block at me drowning. I'm going to piss in the water, kid.
Oh, man.
I'm going to piss in the water, kid. I'm on the show now. If I don't tell you I ain't gonna cuss, that don't mean that I can cuss now. I'm telling y'all today,
mm-hmm.
kids, I'm not cursing on the show today. I
mm-hmm.
ain't cursing on the show today. I'm taking it one step at a time. I went all day yesterday on the show, all the way to overtime, and I didn't curse.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very proud of myself, and I'm gonna get every day I don't cuss on the show, I'm gonna give myself a silver star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, kid, since somebody else want to talk, kid, listen. And all the mics are talking. Anybody want to talk? So, kid, let's for a minute. I'm gonna stay on here. What time is it? I'll stay on here at 8 o'clock at least. I saw what he was saying. Baby Daddy ready for a DP immediately. Baby Daddy ready for a DP immediately. I think I seen where they answered. Well, you got to run on overtime. Now, what's your take on that baby between Baby Daddy and Backstabber? They gonna run them on their time. Backstabber said, we're going to run them on our time, we just whoop you. What's your thoughts on trying to get a race right back or making them wait for a while or whatever? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I can understand, you know, where they're coming from. You know, I would love to see them get back at it again, but, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. Let's switch gears then, kid. What four calls would you like to see thrown in a basket and dropped out? What four calls would you like to see thrown in a basket and dropped out, kid?
Okay, well, I would like to see Backstabber.
Uh-huh.
Baby Daddy.
Uh-huh.
Salty Bitch and the Red Camel. What's the name of it?
Josie Wells.
Yeah, Josie Wells.
That's kid, I swear, kid. That's exactly the four I put down there. Those are the four I had put
mm-hmm.
down there. Hey, anybody else out there got what four cars you want to see getting in the ring? Is Backstabber, Baby Daddy, about to be, and Josie Wells. That's exactly the four I had, kid. That's exactly the four I had. Somebody talk to me, baby. Kid, anybody on the show for me and you? Did that muted everybody, Mike?
Oh, man.
Okay. All right. Well, is that the case then, kid? Since we ain't
I
got
think
nobody.
The blue car right here then.
I was waiting for somebody to do that. I did that on purpose for some controversies. Somebody was going to say something. You know about the thing. So me and Keita go back to have a baby daddy.
Baby daddy's supposed to be so weak. So Trigger Man, I'll lock him back up and knock him out again. And then I'm saying I'm getting that spot. We don't take Baby Dad out.
Well, yeah, that could be the first alternate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with Nakia. He must have been drinking. Talking about substitute Vendetta for Baby Daddy. Whoever put Vendetta in it? What is he talking about? He must have been smoking that. Anybody even call him Vendetta? He said, what are you talking about, substitute? Anybody even call Vendetta name? I know, he way out there
on the West Coast.
He way out on the West Coast. He's sniffing the wrong kind of air.
Yes. Sniffing that Pacific water.
Well, you didn't give me four calls. You just said substitute one. They ain't give me four calls. Anybody for no substitute, Nakia? That was. Yeah, he's sniffing the wrong air. But anyway, kid. Ain't nobody got nothing going. It seems like, I hate to say it, it seems like a solid, just the show, besides the press show, this ain't getting on nothing. And I ain't worried about it, so I really will. See y'all next week or see y'all when we see you then, kid. You got anything else you want to put out?
Yep.
Put it out here?
Nope, I'm
right.
Good.
Y'all have
but, I mean, take that Rachel that way here.
I don't need nobody to come on. I don't get nobody to come on in. The wheelchair mentioned it. If they don't want to come over in and keep a little heat going, it don't bother me. Y'all have a good day. Have a good day.